Welcome to Kids Corner Bible Stories, listening and learning God's big story. Today, the story of Mary's song.
Right now, I am very alone. At first, I didn't know what to think, what was happening, what was going on. God sent an angel with a message for me.
You are truly blessed. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. God is pleased with you, and you will have a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of God Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was. He will rule the people of Israel forever, and his kingdom will never end.
How can this happen? I am not even married.
The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. So your child will be called the Holy Son of God. Your relative Elizabeth will also have a son, even though she is old. No one thought she could ever have a baby, but in 3 months, she will have a son. Nothing is impossible for God.
Should a girl of 13 answer back to an angel? An angel? What could I say? God chose me for such a special task. I was scared, surprised, humbled, awestruck, proud. Then I said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it happen as you have said." Then I told my mother, "I have seen an angel. He had a message for me." Mother was more concerned with preparing dinner for the men.
"Mary, bring me some oil. Bring the flour."
She was too busy then to hear about an angel's message. She did stop to listen when I told her about the baby. "Mother, it is not going to be Joseph's baby." That's when I realized that while I might be blessed by God, not everyone will see it that way. My mother lives in disgrace. My father wants to know who the father is. Again, I told them about the angel.
Stop with the blasphemous talk. You are making your mother cry.
How could I tell them that the Lord Almighty was responsible? What am I to say to Joseph? How am I to keep my belly hidden?
She won't say who the father is.
I bet it's Jacob's. He had eyes on her.
She should be punished.
Maybe it was Ezra.
Her mother says she's hearing voices in her head.
Or maybe Joseph is the father.
She should be stoned.
It's broken her father's heart.
She should be stoned.
Joseph came to talk to me today.
Mary, I don't want to embarrass you in front of everyone. So, I decided to call off the wedding, quietly.
Now, I am very much alone. Joseph looked so sad, not angry as I thought he might be. Sad. For himself, for me, for the baby. We were betrothed. He was struggling, wanting not to believe the voices in the marketplace, but to believe me. Oh, how I needed him to believe me. But he said that he could only believe his own eyes. My father recently sold some of our animals, and rumors spread that he used the money to buy Joseph's silence. When I mentioned that my cousin Elizabeth is also having a baby, my father thought it would be wise and safer for me to visit her. I can help her while she prepares. After all, she is not exactly young. The angel himself told me that Elizabeth was pregnant. I hope she will believe me. I traveled with a caravan down to Judea. My father supplied me with a donkey. You can imagine Elizabeth's surprise when I arrived.
Mary, what a blessing to see you, my dear.
How ready I was to hear those words. She called me a blessing. What a change from what the people back home were saying. And you also, Elizabeth. Adonai, Sar Shalom. Blessing be yours and God's peace within your walls.
Oh,
Elizabeth! Oh. I quickly came close to support her. She said she just felt the strongest kick ever. And then something amazing happened. Elizabeth became filled with the Holy Spirit.
God has blessed you more than any other woman. He has also blessed the child you will have. Why should the mother of my Lord come to me? As soon as I heard your greeting, my baby became happy and moved within me. The Lord has blessed you because you believed he would keep his promise.
First, the angel called me blessed, and now Elizabeth. Even her unborn baby knew. Looking at the beautiful smile on her face, I remembered Gabriel's words.
For nothing is impossible with God.
With all my heart, I praise the Lord, and I am glad because of God, my Savior. God cares for me, his humble servant. From now on, all people will say God has blessed me. God, all-powerful, has done great things for me, and his name is holy. He always shows mercy to everyone who worships him. The Lord has used his powerful arm to scatter those who are proud. God drags strong rulers from their thrones and puts humble people in places of power. God gives the hungry good things to eat and sends the rich away with nothing. God helps his servant Israel and is always merciful to his people. The Lord made this promise to our ancestors, to Abraham and his family forever.
Mary sang this special song to thank God, and you can read it in Luke 1, verses 46 through 55. She was so thankful that God chose her to be Jesus' mother. Mary was happy because Jesus' birth changed everything. When Jesus grew up, he helped people who were poor, hungry, or treated unfairly. He made them feel loved, gave them food, and healed them. Mary also thanked God for keeping his promise to Abraham long ago to send a Savior. This is where the story of Jesus, our rescuer, begins. If you would like to read more about the Christmas story, you can check out the opening chapters in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Check out John chapter 1 as well. The Gospels are the first books in your Bible's New Testament.
Listen to more stories like these at kidscorner.net. Kids Corner is a production of Reframe Ministries.